from the far reaches of Dominaria to the deep depths of the Internet. Only one company can withstand the hardships and brave the fierce trials that face the casual multiplayer Magic Warrior. These four brave men stand as one and cross swords with foes of unimaginable horror who would dare challenge them on the field of battle. These four men are... The Mana Pool. Here to guide you through the mystic and awesome landscapes of the many planes of the multiverse are your fearless leaders, Brian, the lead rambler, Dirk,
it's not that easy being green,
the greenest man alive, and Mike,
only God can judge, is that right?
The rules guru and resident Ulster. And leading them all in their relentless charge through the aether fields is the head dork, the one and only, the truly awesome Chewie. So sit back, relax, grab a glass of refreshing Jones Planeswalker soda, and prepare yourself for the Mana Pool.
Okay.
Why you say okay? Now you didn't mess up my whole intro.
We'll go ahead and do it then.
Hello again and welcome to the Mana Pool.
Hey!
Shut up. This is episode... Oh, crap. Okay, hang on. We just recorded 120.
All right.
And we just recorded with Eric. So that was 121. So this is 122. I'm actually lying. We haven't recorded with Eric yet, but everybody thinks we have, so it doesn't matter. Hope you guys enjoyed having Eric on the show last week. I'm going to feel really stupid if something happens and he can't join us.
Well, we'll feel stupid, too. They're going to know this is pre-recorded. Do you know why they're going to know this is pre-recorded? Because previews start by the time that this is that you're going to have this up.
Oh.
There'll be previews going.
And well, doesn't that suck?
I'm sorry, we're not talking about previews. And why am I looking at the microphone when I do that? I'm sorry.
Out of common courtesy, of course.
All right, so this is the Mana Pool. We're sponsored by CardShark.com, a better way to buy and sell collectible card games. We don't have any emails in front of us. We don't know who's on the forums. And really, we don't care. We're here to play Magic. Because we're all together. We're going to play a couple of games with the recording going again. Because everybody really enjoyed that. And I am the Chewy. Lead dork, and I got dorks around me. Take it away, dorks. I'm going to reply to this. Molly sent me a text message, having a good time with the boys. I'm not with the boys. I'm with the dorks. I was with the boys last night.
clockwise? Counterclockwise?
Well, you're already talking. Go ahead.
Well, this is Dirk, the greatest man alive, speaking from the table. And, yeah. It's good to see the guys. Good to hang out with them. I miss them.
Is there somewhere else you usually talk from? I usually have my computer on a table. This is Brian. I'm the lead rambler. The sound you hear in the background is I am currently working on de-sleeping some stuff. So, and a microwave. So, if you
that beep was actually on my phone.
Oh, really? I thought that was.
Yeah, that was my phone.
But there is a microwave.
There is
too.
A microwave going
Mike,
too.
Please go.
This is Mike, and we're recording on my laptop since I actually have the software on my laptop. And are all of those cards proxies, Brian, except for the lands? You were just
these were proxies that I used for the to test for the 5K.
Uh-huh.
Notice
so
how
you're just
this,
doing a thought
this
experiment.
Was actually a deck that I had, and it had the names of the cards on
it.
They represent, so I didn't have to buy a bajillion Goblin Guides and Ajani Vengeance.
All right, so you just stuff. Wanted to see whether it was any good.
I was testing against these decks as well.
Hey, quiet.
That's going to be loud right next to the mic.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be fidgeting with this big pile of dice in front of me and make extra noise, so if you hear extra noise that makes it miserable, blame me. It's not anybody else's fault.
I think we should move the dice away from Mike.
We probably also.
I'll lean back.
Yeah, close to the vest. So,
close to the vest.
We should roll while we're all standing here screwing around. All
right.
Yeah, roll that. That's
right next to the microphone, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's how we know. What is that?
11.
11. 12.
12.
6. Brian sucks. And 7. Chewy sucks, too.
All right. Dirk.
Did you cut this?
I don't know.
Right, then
no,
cut it again,
yes.
Just in case. What the heck? I require Mountain Dew.
Alright. Forest. Goo.
Could you draw?
This is ridiculous.
I'm sorry. Not my fault, but I'm sorry.
Not having the best luck over there.
This is just ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
This class is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'll play a swamp and alternate cost of a field miss border post.
Oh no! Artifacts!
Oh jeez, are you playing the Affinity deck?
No, I'm not playing the Affinity deck. I'm playing the Esper deck.
You just play... That's the same thing.
No, it's not. It is extremely different.
Carrie!
The Affinity deck is made out of...
You are live on the mana pool. Yo!
Yo.
You're standing next to the fridge. Would you grab my blue dude for me, please? I'm dying.
Especially if you sit next to us.
Okay, I'm keeping this, unless it's got, like, one land.
Does that mean we have to pay our royalties this
episode?
Word,
this is much better. Don't you have to pay our royalties anyway?
Yes.
Yeah. Carrie's pregnant. But you guys knew that, because Brian announced it on an episode and scared the crap out of all of us. We're like, what?
And we're all, yeah. I think that was the longest period of silence, other than when we're introducing the hosts.
There was a long period where I think they were trying to assess if I was actually serious.
Okay,
or,
Forest. Safe right quest. I'm going to go get a temple garden. Put it in my hand.
Cool. That's pretty good.
Yep, your turn.
All right.
Let me mute my mic.
Play an island and pass to Dirk.
We'll play an Island.
Is not...
And go, Mike.
Alright. Card.
There. Cut that.
Play a swamp again. And then I'll play... What? Never mind, that is not the right card that I thought I had in my hand. Okay, I'm not going to do that. That's dumb, we're not going to do that.
Is this like that time at the 5K where I was watching you and you didn't have the black mana to...
Yes.
Yeah. He was holding an Esper Charm and he played out... two sources of white mana and a source of blue and white mana, and I was like...
And from things we'd seen before, everyone knew that I had the swamp in my hand, but I was just dumb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'll play Esper Panorama instead, and I'll use it, and I'll go get a...
not a swamp?
Yeah, I'll go get a plains and say it's Chewie's turn.
All right, it's my turn.
We are all the coffinists.
Blah.
And there's a cat.
Hi, Callie.
That was not a
She's
cat.
She's a regular.
That was Dirk.
That was
okay.
Making machine gun.
Temple Garden tapped. Go.
Tap.
Draw.
I have no life. Swamp. Obviously, since I was in here with you guys. There's
pass
no life.
The turn. I played a swamp and I passed the turn.
Brian also has no life. Brian, you get cold snap.
Yay!
Severely underrated. Forest. So two forests and a cold snap. And an island out for me, and it's Mike's go.
We're off to a rip roaring start here.
I played a spell.
In this game. Well, I'm going to play a card, too. I'm going to play a swamp, and then I'm going to just up and play a Mistvane border post.
Well, not alternate cost.
Yep.
My turn?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my turn. I don't know what you're making over there, but it smells ridiculous. Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. Another Temple Garden tapped. Go. High dollar. Did I play the Mass Kill deck? When we did this last time?
I don't know.
Okay, good. I was going to say, whoops.
I think I played a not
I'll play a swamp,
deck that time.
And then
maybe.
I'll play a Cemetery Puka.
Puka!
So, 1/2 shapeshifter. Whenever a creature is put into a graveyard from play, I may pay 1 colorless. If I do, Cemetery Puka becomes a copy of that creature and gains this ability.
Very convenient.
Go ahead, Dirk.
What's with the Scepter of Insight? Oh, okay.
It's going in this other deck.
Sorry.
I'm going to play Descendant of Saramaru. I'm going to play a spellbook.
All right.
What's the one he does? What?
Look at the top X cards of your library for 1 and a blue. Where X is the number of cards in your hand, you put that
back
in any
order.
Okay. We all know what Dirk's playing.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
The Dirk deck.
You don't know anything.
No Jedi mind tricks. You cannot make the guard with the axe move away.
All right. Card.
Back door.
Oh, this is getting hilarious.
That wasn't that funny. You must be talking about something else.
Yeah, I'm talking about something else.
Good, good, good.
I'm going to play.
He's going to...
going to play another field miss border post, and then I'm going to do the alternate cost of a miss bane border post, returning a swamp, and then I'm going to replay the swamp, and then next turn I'm going to have a million mana that I still can't do anything with, and I'm going to say go.
All right, so what are you going to do this turn?
Say go.
Okay. Just checking, man.
I'm tap the swamp and not take mana burn.
I'm gonna draw.
That was kind of fun.
That actually wasn't funny at all. Ha! I'm gonna play. Okay, I've got two Temple Gardens in a forest. I guess I'll play a Horizon Canopy. Oh man, Future Sight. Pay a life. Tap and pay a life to add a white or green. And one tap and sack, draw a card. Go.
Alright.
Oh, it's just one tap and sack?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was two. That's awesome.
Dead air.
I will declare attack.
And then?
Oh, yeah.
I like traffic lights.
I'll declare attack on traffic lights. Chewy.
I'm getting crap smacked
for
at me.
One.
That's a one?
Yeah.
It's a 1/2.
Oh, pfft.
For that 1/2 punch.
I'll take one. I'll pay one just to have you punch Mike instead.
The turn. I did not get to play a land. I did not get to. I did not.
I refuse.
I missed it. He forgot.
All right.
Now we'll make
okay, Chewy. What card do you think I'm going to play for 5?
For 5, Seedborn Muse?
Nope.
Well, I'll go
can
ahead
I guess?
It.
What?
Well, what was Mike's guess?
I don't know, I guess.
Oh.
What's yours?
The Super Mario.
Omen of Seeing Winds.
Oh, every card, every deck that Dirk has a blue in it has one at least.
I love that card.
It is an awesome card.
Because it's great.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stretch my foot out here.
Other shrines.
On top of all this stuff.
My knee is broken.
Truck card. What is going on
here? Did you get 2 more border posts?
No.
3 more.
First, I'm going
crap.
To.
Did you mess up?
I've been putting the cards that I took out of the Goblin deck back in the Pandemonium deck. That's not good.
Oh, keep going. So all your hard work is.
I'm gonna play Esper Charm to draw 2 cards. Because oh great. I'm gonna play a Plains. And then I'm going to play an Either Rot Page, so that should help me filter some of this stuff out.
I don't remember what that does.
At the beginning of my upkeep, I can choose one of the following. I can either gain 2 life,
mm-hmm.
or look at the top card of my library, and I can put it in the graveyard if I want to,
mm-hmm.
or I can make each opponent lose 1 life.
I don't like that.
So after that, it's your turn.
Is that the new Chite?
I really don't know. Maybe we should ask Eric. Maybe we should have asked Eric in the past. Maybe we did.
In the past and the future.
Well, we don't know it yet.
I wish I could remember what he will have said.
I hate you. Okay, I'm going to play a forest. Okay, what the heck? I want a creature. I'll pay a life for the Horizon Canopy and play Genesis! Like Phil Collins.
So you're 18?
I'm an 18.
Since I hurt you?
You did. And Genesis... At the beginning of upkeep, if he's in the graveyard, I can pay 2 and a green to get a creature card from a graveyard back to my hand. He's a 4/4 incarnation. Let's like evaporated milk. Go. Please try to stop screwing up which cards you're putting in where.
At least I'm keeping the ones that are in play in the right
spot. That's a good point.
Play a Demir Infiltrator, and then I'll attack Mike.
All right.
For 1.
Okay, 19.
Go ahead.
You're right. Draw my card and draw another one.
I've been looking for an excuse to look at these decks anyway in some depth, so maybe I'll add goblins to the Pandemonium deck.
No. What you doing, Zerg?
Let's play Morrow.
Alright, the Morrow.
What's up, Mark Rosewater? We should totally get Mark Rosewater on the show. See, look, there he is.
Alright.
Tell us secret things that you can't tell anyone else.
To activate Descendant of Suramoro, I've got 4 cards in hand. So I'm going to look 1, 2, 3, 4.
All these cards suck!
Back order. And tell Mike to go.
Alright. So I'm going to use the either up page to look at the top card here. Right, it's going to stay there because it's actually a good card. Okay, and I'm going to draw it.
So no, it's not.
Sure it is. Put it in the deck, didn't I? Actually, that doesn't really mean anything for me.
No. The no, it's not was for our, it's going to stay there.
Oh.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because it went in my hand. Yeah, right.
Is that a Vault of Whispers?
Yeah, it's Vault of Whispers. I played a Vault of Whispers.
Broken.
It really is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is blue coming from the border post. An either sworn adjudicator.
Oh my god!
So a 4/4 flying. I can pay 1 white and a black and tap to destroy target creature enchantment, and I can pay a blue and 2 to untap him.
What do you mean to destroy target hopes and dreams?
That's the idea.
Yeah.
Alright, your turn.
Vindicate much? Isn't that what he
does? It's actually mortifying.
I mean, mortify much? Yeah. Shut up. I didn't play during Vindicate. I don't know these things.
Vindicate can get any permanent source.
Yeah. Shut up.
Makes me cry.
Play a Plains. Make Mike cry. Make Dirk throw up.
Bad.
Thank you. So how big is your Maru?
Foe.
How big is your, okay.
Foe. And flying.
What? Oh, his guy. Okay, yeah. I was like, what? No, Maru doesn't fly. Yet.
This is not an elephant that flies.
I'd be done seeing about everything.
When you see an elephant fly?
How about I don't pay 1 life to play this?
It's a really nice textless corrupt you got there, Brian.
Thank you very much. I like it.
Plains. Safe right quest. Go get a Forest of Plains card. I'll get a... Oh, here we go. I'll get a revised Plains.
Cool.
In my hand. Your turn.
Alright. Untap. Draw. I'll attack Dirk for 1, unblockable.
Okay. You're gonna die.
I was about to say. I just declared war on you.
Then I'll tear the Aethersworn Adjudicator because it's not black.
It's an artifact creature.
It's an artifact.
Man, stupid.
You can't target him.
Then I'll.
Please kill Genesis. Yeah.
I'll tear the Genesis.
Really?
Sure.
But I want you to tear the Genesis.
Great. And then I'll make my guy into a Genesis.
Oh, I see what you did there. 4/4.
That's pretty cool.
I'd much rather have my Genesis.
I'd much dead, rather yeah. for that thing to be dead, but it's an artifact.
Yeah, not happening, yeah.
Go ahead, Dirk.
Okay. And you didn't swing anybody? Oh, you already swung at somebody.
I didn't go again. I'm not card, fierce or anything. Board. You know, I'm just...
Cards in hand.
I have... 7.
I have 4.
5. 4, 5, 7.
But I don't have what I need.
Okay. I don't either, for the record.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Draw 2 cards.
All right, what'd you play?
Trade secrets.
Let's tell everyone about that.
Target opponent draws 2 cards, then you draw up to 4 cards. That opponent may repeat this process as many times as he or she chooses. 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, man, I really want those cards. But then Maru would be way too big.
He does have that spell book out.
I know.
Maybe I should have killed the Maru.
I'm just going to take the 2 cards. Yeah, I'll do it again.
Thought about it.
Well, you can't say I'm just going to take the 2 cards and then say I'm going to do it again in the same breath. Because that's 2.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I kind of messed that up. But anyway, yeah, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Okay.
You've had enough. I'm sending you home. Call a cab.
Alright, let's see here. What am I going to do? How about I do this? Pay 4. Ivory Crane Natsuke.
Ivory Crane Natsuke. Wow.
Did Brian just correct somebody's pronunciation?
I know.
What
and
the
then
heck?
I'll play another Ivory Crane Natsuke.
Ivy Kane Netsuk.
That is how you said it at first.
So for each one, you get 4 life. You have 7 more cards. And
right.
You have to keep playing.
Dark wins. Next game.
I don't think so, Tim.
Okay, go ahead.
And he did not punch anybody really, really hard with the giant Maru.
It's giving us one turn to go, ah!
How big is your giant Maru?
He feeds ten, off ten. Our food.
Ten.
Lord great. Have mercy.
I'll use the other page to look at the top card. He'll stay there.
And then Mike just punched himself in the life.
Yeah.
Punched himself in the life. I like that. You know we don't have lives. You're playing Magic. Guess it's better than some of those other card games we could be playing.
It's true.
Let me show you my Pokemans. I've never played Pokemon.
It's not that bad. It's not terrible.
I really used to play Pokemon back in the day.
Pokemon.
I'll play an island.
Blue
I'm going
dude.
To
the blackest land I've ever seen.
I'm going to attack Dirk in the air with me
for being
the
jackass.
So that's four in the air.
I guess I'll take four in the air.
Oh, now Brian's no longer the one that's going to die.
Then.
What am I going to say? I'm going to have to kill everybody now. Except for Chewy.
Thank you.
Chewy's just been sitting over there minding his own business.
I'll play a Sphinx Summoner.
What does that do?
He's a 3/3 with flying, costs 5. When he comes into play, I search library for an artifact creature card, reveal it, and put it in my hand, and then shuffle up. An artifact creature card. That'd be pretty cool. I'll just go ahead and get a Sharum. Sharum the Hegemon, and put it in my hand.
Live meat around the bush, right?
Yeah, really.
What is this, Commander Squish?
And
nobody
then,
knows that.
Commander Squish.
Why does that sound familiar?
It was from College Days, the musical that one of the guys did.
And I'll play an Executioner's Capsule.
Oh, yeah.
Beating That's Around the Bush was like the song that everybody remembered from it.
I remember that because that guy went to my high school and he actually did wrote other musicals and stuff while he was there.
Yeah. But I got another one that Keedron was in, my old roommate.
That's it.
Keege.
I miss Keege.
Nate somebody.
Yeah, Nate, that's all I remember too.
Nate somebody.
Hey, Nate somebody, if you're there and you play Magic and you listen to our website, you're really good at writing plays. But you know.
Is it my turn?
Yeah,
my turn. Planes?
What you gonna do?
I'm gonna sit here and cry. I attack Dirk with the darkness.
Air.
Yes. Go.
Oh, darkness.
Handful of nonsense. I have lots of pretty land.
You don't want to draw another card with Horizon Canopy? See if you've got anything better?
Then I have less land. You see. It's a trade-off.
You still have six.
But that's not seven. Seven is a lucky number.
Okay.
Six is for chumps.
Six is almost kind
I'll give
of
you
evil.
That. I'll give you that.
We were doing Velocity Labs and class, and one of the kids got 6 seconds, 6.66 seconds for their velocity time. And I said, that was evil. That was very evil of you.
I am
going to... You didn't get it.
I'm going to...
That's the worst part of that story.
I was waiting for the punchline. I'm like, this isn't funny. Okay, there it is.
I'm going to attack Dirk.
Not with the darkness, apparently.
No, just with the infiltrator.
Just with the infiltrator. And after you don't declare blockers,
darkness,
I will play.
Is it a ninja?
It's a ninja.
Can you find it?
Ninja.
Is it
deep,
in your hand?
Ninja of the deep hours. I'm gonna ninjutsu it out.
So I take two.
Take two, and I draw a card.
Is it land?
It's a land.
Finally, Brian has 4 mana. Poor Brian. It sucks to be Brian. Why do you suck, Brian?
Because I do.
You're going to be a daddy.
Akuba.
That is not your graveyard.
Akiba. Pass the turn.
I don't think you have a Goblin King in this black
No, I'm almost done
One,
at least getting
two.
The little proxy things out of these decks.
Don't forget to gain all of your stupid amounts of life unless it says May. Does it say May? Tell me it says May because he forgot.
No, you gain. So 8... So I'm at 21.
Yeah, I don't think we're making headway here, guys.
I have nothing.
I did them too.
Yeah.
He did me too.
In the back door.
You're loving that too much.
Can I make that joke?
I don't know, man. I don't think so.
Like, chronologically?
Cruel War Plow.
What does that do?
Gives my creatures trample.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Mike.
What?
Marvel's coming to say hello.
Well, all right. I'll kill him with the executioner's capsule.
Okay.
Dirk cares not for his Morrow because he's holding two more.
Probably.
God, he does. Look, blam.
Yeah, there's another one. There it is.
Or he's holding an endless swarm.
No, I'm not there yet.
Do you think they'll reprint Ghostfire in
Hey, go ahead.
The Eldrazi? Because they say they'll have co spells.
Possibly.
I hope so.
I don't really care. I got plenty of copies.
Oh, there was something I was just realizing.
What's that? You're wrong.
Okay, yeah, this is going to be posted after we post that other thing that we recorded, right?
Yeah, the special preview.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Way after.
And all that stuff I read, it talked about three bloodlines, basically, for the Eldrazi clans.
Right.
So, because we saw that Pathfinder of Ulamog, Pathraiser of Ulamog, okay. The three bloodlines are associated with Kozilek and his goons,
mm-hmm.
Ulamog, who we haven't seen, but we saw one of his lieutenants and his goons, and then the third one, we don't have a name yet, and his goons, and those are the three. Because if you look at all the promotional material, you only see the same three
really big guys.
Really big dudes.
Yeah.
So that's them, Kozilek, Ulamog, and whatever the other guy's name is.
And this is just my thought, but I'm willing to bet that not all of them have Annihilator, that each bloodline has a signature keyword.
Well, no, because Kozilek has Annihilator, and so did the Pathraiser Ulamog.
Oh, that's... Yeah. Never mind, I'm wrong.
He's wrong.
Hopefully they won't all have Annihilator, or that's going to get really annoying.
Either up page, or look at the top card, put them in the graveyard, it was an island, don't want that right now. I'm going to draw that card. Okay.
He don't want that right now.
It's getting to mill him.
All right, no.
That's one. Ha!
Okay, I feel kind of bad, but while Dirk's not here.
Yes, Dirk is peeing.
Dirk is peeing.
Or, as the guys at work have started to say, hey man, I'm going to drain the main vein, I'll be right back.
Drain the main vein.
Which sounds like they're bleeding themselves out.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It does sound kind
apparently of... your bladder is your main vein, and we just don't know it. I'm pretty sure it's a penis reference. Well, can I say that? No. Write down the time. Is this thing still recording?
Huh? I hope so. I kind of stopped paying attention to it.
Okay, yeah, good, yeah.
I don't know. I don't care. What am I doing? What game am I playing?
Oh, God. You were going to attack Dirk while he was gone.
Yeah, I'm going to attack
Dirk is back now.
Seven.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you guys hate me?
Okay, 21
14.
Months.
14.
14? Okay.
Learn to math. Don't you teach physics? What the hell?
Yeah, but usually we have graphing calculators.
And then I'm going to play...
it's much easier to do math then.
Esper Panorama. And then I'm going to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6...
Sharoom?
Play Sharoom, and I'll throw the Executioner's Capsule back in play.
Make a mental note. Don't hack Mike.
You may come to regret it.
Oh, you know, I could have gotten Genesis back.
Yeah, I guess so.
I forgot he can get himself.
And then I'm going to play a...
So he's in the graveyard and you see his hand magically come up and yank himself out of the graveyard.
I'm going to play an Esper Stormblade. So, your turn, Chewie.
You need to stop that one.
What? I like playing creatures.
He does.
At the end of Mike's turn, I'm going to rout.
Okay.
Well, crap.
So I paid 17. It's a Wrath of God that I played instant speed.
Okay.
That's why I held on to nothing, because I was hoping somebody would swing at me. But nobody did, and Mike had a million creatures, one of which was a Sharoom, one of which was an Adjudicate. I can't handle all that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my turn.
Yay!
Yay!
You know, because you gave us the fact that you were playing the Mass Kill deck, you probably should have held on to Sharoom until after something ridiculous happened.
You probably should have,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm not that intelligent.
I didn't mean to give you that sort of information. I'm just stupid.
Well, that's okay, because obviously I don't know how to use it properly.
Hooray!
What are we talking about?
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Symbiotic beast. Now I grow that.
Yay.
And then I'll pay one life. Now. Another freaking safe right quest. I'm wondering if maybe four is too many.
I don't think so. I think you're just getting bad luck with drawing them.
I always draw them early. Like, way early.
Is that better than drawing them late?
I'm an idiot. I'm going to get a... Did I play a land yet? I did not.
No.
I'm going to get a temple garden and throw it into play tapped.
All right.
Or play it tapped, not throw it into play tapped. And I got a beast, and I hate people. Go.
Of course, I would suggest finding some copies of land grants, since they can get the temple gardens too. You can go for free.
I think I've got at least
I'll
one.
I'll play a Dimir Infiltrator.
I don't remember what it does, though.
And I'll pass the turn.
It normally costs... Well, its mana cost is green a lot.
One, two...
And, it goes and gets a forest and puts it
life.
In your hand.
Yeah.
It goes and gets a forest and puts it in your hand, but if you don't have any lands in your hand, you can reveal your hand instead of paying its mana cost.
Let me...
How much does it cost?
Two, normally.
Okay. Question.
Sure. It's been years since I paid the mana cost.
Seven.
I have five.
Three.
Seven.
All right, Chewie.
What? Trade secrets?
Trade secrets.
Trade secrets. I'm drawing two. One, two. Okay.
Two, three, four.
No.
No?
Chewie knows better.
Yeah, I don't ever go more than once. Because unlike the rest of these idiots, I'm not greedy. Yeah, I called you the
another
rest of these
Ivory Crane Netsuke.
Ivy Kane Netsuck.
Porter.
Not bothering me.
Macaron, macaron. It still works.
Senate of Sir Morrow. Sir O. Sir A. Morrow.
And it was Sir You've been drinking.
Alright.
Man, it's only
I've been
6:20.
Here the whole time with you guys.
End of Dirk's turn. I'm going to use Esper Panorama.
You know, being here all this time with us is... You might as well have been drinking.
I'll grab a swamp out.
Listeners, don't hang out with us. It's just as bad as drinking.
Except the good thing is that you can drive home sober.
That's true, that's true. Phil, you were drinking that night. Ooh, and I just vibrated. That's kind of hot.
Yeah, they're up page. Look at the top card. I'll keep it there. I'll put it in my hand. Okay.
What are you dorks up to? Ancient Gee, I wonder.
Is that really a question?
All right. Two, three, four. I'll play another Either Rot Page.
What?
One, two, three, four. I'll play a Lodestone Golem.
Oh, dear.
Oh, come on.
And then I'll play a Cranial Plating, and then I'll equip the Glowstone Golem with the Cranial Plating.
What is
Let
that?
Let me say Glowstone Golem.
Lodestone Golem.
Non-artifact spell costs one more to cast.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Right. And it's a 5/3.
Well,
it's not a 5/3 anymore.
Now if I ever draw a freaking Kitchen Finks, it's going to cost four.
Yep.
Kitchen Finks isn't good at four.
Woo!
Not that I really care. If
it's oh, that's Kitchen Fire. Sorry.
Yeah. Woo!
11. I have 11 artifacts right now, so right now it's a 16/3.
You have got to be freaking kidding
and
me.
And then it's your turn.
I just blew my route. It's like I took a wrong turn.
Please, you know, turn left. And
that's
15
where Pamela
miles.
Or is it? Was it Vicky? That's what my dad calls the GPS.
What is it with like older men and naming the GPS?
Thanks.
My old man and his buddy that they run cars for dealerships since they're both retired now, you know, they've named his Beulah.
Like Bueller?
Does anyone even have that name anymore?
Like the feminine version of Bueller?
No. Bueller. It's like an old, like Mavis. You know, it's an old...
Bueller?
It's a name that was popular for women way a long time ago.
Oh, kind of like Dorcas.
Yeah, kind of like Dorcas, yeah. You're Dorcas. Okay, I'm going to play... Another temple garden. I've got a set of temple gardens out. I feel like such a jerk. Why is that? Oh, it's because I'm a jerk. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8 mana, nothing to do with it.
I didn't say that. I just said...
Or Genesis pull itself out of the graveyard.
1, 3, 4. Kitchen Finks. Woo!
Or you can do that.
I'm at 18. What a number. Plus 2. Go. I'm stupid. Fear the Golem. Now what?
So much like mirror. Love meant potentially like throwing magic.
Attack Mike.
Alright. Okay. How much?
Misplaced.
Ninja, spell. Okay. Oh.
It's ninja, so I'm not playing a spell. Take 1.
Okay.
Bounce the lodestone golem back
to you. Yeah, you do.
5, 6, 7. He just called you turd.
And I discard another Okiba gang shinobi.
Alright.
Yeah, put that in the right pile.
Go ahead.
Okay. Because I have the dice here, that means I need to do the Ivory Cane Natsuke, so I gain 4, 12.
Crane.
Oh, so he put a die. Die?
Yeah.
Single is die, right? Mm-hmm. He put a die on the top of his library so he would remember. Yep. I am so proud of you, Zerk.
That's what I had to do whenever we go into tournaments and pre-releases, so I can remember to do that stuff.
It's the Zerk de Soleil. Yeah.
Zerk de Soleil.
You like that? No, you don't. That's what I'm going to call you that from now on until I forget in about 30 seconds. All right, guy. Blue Dew. Dead air.
Mm-hmm.
Taking off my pants? No.
Okay.
Carrie?
Cards and hands.
Take my pants off?
7.
She emphatically said no.
Okay. Cards and hands.
I got 4.
3.
Hey, Brian.
Yes.
Trade secrets.
Okay. I draw 2?
Yes.
You draw 2.
2, 3, 4.
Let's go. We have to make Dirk deck himself.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Let's go again.
You've got to be freaking
kidding. Oh, I'm done
me.
Now.
What? You had to say
you
something.
You can keep going. I'm done.
There we go. I really wish she would quit texting me. Molly, if you're listening to this...
Stop reading them.
Stop texting me. I have to read them. Or otherwise my curiosity will cause my head to explode.
Okay. Call me the Crescent Moon.
Alright.
So, everyone gets the chance to draw more cards.
Whatever.
I'm nice like that.
Oh,
call me the Crescent Moon.
How long am I on legs?
Yep.
He's fat.
He is.
Alright.
I got an invitation.
Mike?
Yes.
It's your go.
Alright.
I get an invitation to a Facebook group. That was, I don't know if I should say this on the air, it was, damn, she got fat. This is what a guy I work with, and I was like, what? And I clicked on it, and the little description thing on the side says, it's for when you meet a girl, and you sort of lose track of her, and then a few years later, you see her again, and damn, she fat, and the damn, she fat is in all caps. I was like, I don't know how I feel about that.
That's pretty catty, actually.
But it was, damn, she fat. And that just the way that it was written, it just struck me as funny. So I just,
I can understand.
The whole concept, though, I was like, damn.
All right. Because
damn, I'm fat. Damn, you fat.
By the way, there should be another psycho.
Okay.
Did you pay 1 more for that, by the way?
No.
You didn't have to.
Brian bounced the golem with the shinobi.
The shinobi that's holding a tar fire and a, and a tar fire and a Black Mart Mentor.
No, Brian just has a bunch of stuff piled on it right now. Okay. Alright, I'm going to stack these either right pages on top of each other. I don't have to choose until they resolve. The first one, I'm going to look. And I'll keep it there. So for the second one, I'll make all my opponents lose 1 life.
Ow.
19.
Oh no!
Okay. I'll play an Ancient Den. I'm really surprised they haven't drawn a Glass Dust Hulk yet. Sadistic Sacrament?
What?
Yeah.
Play another Executioner's Capsule.
Ah! Yeah, blow up my dude. Come on.
Hey, by the way, did you draw 2 cards?
I did not.
Hurry up.
Alright. I'll play Lodestone Golem again.
Coalition Relic can give me lots of colored mana.
Yeah, it can.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Look at that. Coalition Relic can get you lots
of... I'll play another Cranial Plating.
I need a second playset then, because I wanted to put one playset in a five-color deck I haven't built yet.
And I'll equip both playdings to the golem because it's funny.
That is not funny.
So essentially he's walking around with two giant bazookas.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's got a giant...
He's Megatron, but with two arm cannons.
Of course, all these kids are listening going, Megatron didn't have any arm cannons because they're thinking of the stupid movie.
Yeah.
I'll pile these up like this. We know what they do.
Yeah, we know what to do. They're grand platings.
Okay, that's it. Your turn.
I have a kid's things. Still works. While I'm at it, back door.
Remember the comic nope. Crescent Moon. Because I forgot it.
I did.
You guys should all put dyes on yours, too.
Maybe.
Dyes?
Mm-hmm. Dyes, guys.
These.
I really do need to have to teach.
That has not.
Because... Explain why it's not octopuses, it's octopi. Because
mm-hmm.
you go with the plural version of it, and they're like...
If you want to get like that, it's actually octopodes, because it's a Greek word.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not. It's octopi. You know
why?
Because this isn't Greek, this is English.
Welcome to America.
It's a Greek word, but it's an English word.
Well, it was Englishfied.
Englishfied.
Anglicized.
I like Englishfied better.
Kind of like Frenchified.
Like my fries.
Which are French?
I hate you guys.
Oh, yeah, but at least we put a smile on your face occasionally.
I'm trying here.
You should play another spell that makes us all die.
I don't have any.
Oh, you should draw some.
Besides, I like drawing two cards.
Maybe here, Dirk will play another trade.
3-4, I'll play another Kitchen Finks and go to 19.
Omnath. I'm showing Dirk the Omnath that he needs.
A what?
And I've got a War Caller.
I put mine in the deck. You can have my War Caller too. I played a Kitchen Finks to gain 2 life.
Yeah.
I swing at nobody for nothing, because, oh wait, you've got a big dude that needs to be blocked, and there's no point if I need to block the big dude. So, your turns.
My turns. I get to take how many?
One. 3/4.
Then make sure you draw 2 cards.
Now I start drawing.
Don't you have like 45 cards in hand?
Just about.
Okay. Megrim.
Who do I like the most?
Me.
Probably not me, I don't know.
In that case, it must be Dirk.
1, 2, 3, 4, thanks to the Lodestone Golem.
Yeah, it sucks.
I'll play a Hunted Phantasm. Oh, I can split it up under target... Oh, no. It says, when Hunted Phantasm comes into play, put 5/1/1 Red Goblin Creatures tokens into play under target opponent's control. There you go. Has some tokens. You'll make the best use of them.
Yay, goblins. Yeah, they'll get blown up and I blow up the world.
How many?
5.
5.
Wow.
I am destroying the world.
And then I have to discard. So, go ahead. I'll attack them.
What is up? Hunted Phantasm tokens.
Alright, 12 life. So that's 45?
12? You played a third one?
A while ago.
Yeah.
Mother of 12 bastards. Can I say that?
I don't know.
It's a medical term.
1, 2. Alright, first thing, 2 spell books for free because they're artifacts!
That's pretty sharp.
Why do you want to play 2?
Because he's tired of looking at him, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to pay 9 for an endless swarm. Getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14,
15, 17 snakes. It would have been 19, though.
If you hadn't played the spell books.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
They're just going to kill us all, yeah.
You are correct, sir.
I discard lots of stuff.
Okay. So 17 snakes are chilling in my den.
I did draw 3 cards.
What would I already drew 2 cards.
You have out 3. A Honda.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? It's 18 snakes.
Yeah, he's...
Go!
Okay. I really need a flying creature.
Call.
Yeah. Alright. It's either up page time. That can go away. And that can go away. Okay.
It's two lands. Mm-hmm. Since we're recording.
Right, yeah. I dumped Esper Panorama at an island. So, wonderful. I'll play Esper Panorama. And I'll use it to try to dig another land out of here. Useless. And I'm getting, getting an island.
Useless, but not for long. This is a song that's really good, but it goes on for like a good 3 minutes too long.
The Gorilla song?
Yeah, Clint Eastwood. It goes on for way too long. I have it on Rock Band, and by the time it's over, I hate the Gorillas. Mm-hmm. Stupid music video, the stupid song, the stupid guy, because there's only one guy, right?
Well, one main guy.
Okay, the one main guy, all of his tertiary guys, because there's no secondary guy.
I'll play another cranial plating.
Oh my god!
It doesn't matter, because the golem is just a big stupid. I really don't like him as much as I thought he would.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah, suit yourself.
I'm also not drawing any other cards from the deck.
Can't help but notice that.
Yeah. So, it's your turn, Chewie.
Yeah, it's my turn. You should swing it, Dirk.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
He's only at 45.
I draw two.
And with 18 chump blockers.
It's not just 18 chump blockers. It's 18 chump blockers right now.
Yeah.
In a minute, it won't be.
I don't know that we can beat Dirk.
I really don't know.
We can beat Dirk.
Show, lead us the way.
I wonder how
quick
you're
play
feeling.
Knight of Soul Betrayal.
You see my green white deck. Let me get right on that. Here, how about we start by oh crap, you're playing artifacts.
Yeah. What?
I'm not afraid of you. Let's disenchant one of the Ivy Cane net sucks.
Okay.
There, that'll slow him down just a teeny bit.
Yeah.
Crane.
That costs three. I like the way you only corrected one of those words. You know, I said all three of them wrong.
That's the one that stood out to me the most.
Ivy Kane Netsuck, and he's like, Crane. Sorry, sir. I messed up. I almost said something different. That cost me three, actually, because of the stupid lodestone stupid.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why I'm not liking it as much, because it's frustrating everybody.
It's not really frustrating me.
Then frustrate me.
Well, you sure do whine a lot.
I do. I'll give you that. One, two.
Just play a plane, and you'd be like, ah.
I can't do that. Okay, hang on.
I like how you just have mirrored in basic lands.
Yeah, I did that on purpose.
Yeah, so I appreciate that.
Actually, I didn't have enough swamps, so I have some ragged swamps.
But, you know, it's close enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thought that counts. Hey, Dirk.
Mm-hmm.
Swinging at you with two kitchen finks. Three twos.
Three twos, they fly?
No. No, they're three twos. With persist. Oh, dang.
Three twos. I'll block with these two guys.
Oh, crap. Did I draw? Yeah, I drew two cards. How big are they?
Katsumi. Or Kami,
well,
sorry.
One's a 1/3 and one's a 2/3.
So everybody dies.
Okay.
Except for one of the kitchen finks. Okay, so the one finks dies, and it comes back with a -1/-1 counter. Oh, I forgot about these guys.
Thought you were holding them back.
Yes, defense. Yes, and I gained 2 life. I'm at 21. Quick, somebody deal me one so I don't have to use this extra die. Ping, thank you. I'm at 21.
You should tap the horizon canopy for mana.
Yeah, I should. Go. I was just kidding.
He's going to get on that one.
You're only drawing one card now, right?
Yes. Although not on purpose. All right, I'm going to declare attack on Dirk.
That's your hand.
And
yeah, that's my
hand. I'm going to attack Dirk and Chewie.
Yeah. Okay.
Dirk is getting a Hunted Phantasm.
Yeah.
It's 4 unblockable. Chewie's getting a 1/1 that unsummons when it hits.
I guess I will just not bother killing it, because you obviously want me to not bother killing it.
And
what can you bounce with that? A creature?
I'll switch this out for that, so it does two instead of four, and I draw a card.
Okay.
And I don't have to pay any extra for that. All right, so you take one. I'll bounce the kitchen thing so there's a counter on it.
Oh, I see what you did there.
And I'll draw a card off the Ninja of the Deep Hours. And then I will replay Armed and Phantasm, and this time I'll give Mike some goblins.
All right, I'll get some goblins.
Have some goblins.
All right, Dirk.
Don't mind if I do.
Your first thing, I gain 8 life. So that puts me up to 51.
I took out one of the net sucks.
All right. Draw 2 cards. I now have 20.
Is that upkeep?
Yeah.
So you have 18.
Oh, I have 18?
Oh, whoops.
Is it upkeep?
Yeah, it says upkeep.
Oh, that's when it triggers again.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
So he actually only has 16.
From no, because you played it the first time.
Oh, yeah, because you played it the first time. Ha, ha.
Yes, sir.
Are you sure it triggers during his upkeep?
Yeah, that's what Epic says. For the rest of the game, you can't play spells at the beginning of your... Of each of your upkeeps, copy this spell except for its epic ability.
Cool.
That's why I was like...
Alright, Matt.
So, Dirk's got 18 guys that can attack.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Even if you wipe them all out, he'll get 20 next time.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you find a way to counter the copy.
Yeah. In my green-white deck.
Yeah. I don't actually have useful cards in this deck.
Hey, Brian.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm being attacked by 18. I'll block one of them and take 17 and go to 2. That one is dead.
It's all kinds of dead. That Hunted Phantasm went.
It's not an illusion. It's a spirit. I was going to say for an illusion it hits pretty hard, but it's a spirit.
Your turn, Mike.
All right. Yeah.
That's what I said.
All right. Either Rock Pages.
That one.
He's thinking.
Yeah, I'll keep that one on top. And with the other either up page, I'll gain 2 life, so I'm back up to 20.
Cardshark.com.
Use Esper Charm to draw 2 cards.
Dig, dig, dig.
Wonderful.
You need to pay 4 for that Esper Charm, mister.
I really don't like Lowest Time.
Reverse Synergy. What is that called?
Playing Islands.
Not Synergy.
Antagon Energy.
Counterproductive.
Lack of Synergy.
There we go. Counterproductive. Complete lack of productive. Learn to
productive.
Learn to Synergy.
We go productive.
I'm going to attack Dirk with 5 goblins.
I'll block with 5 of my little snippy guys.
All right.
Cool. So I've got 13 sneaky guys.
13 untapped. Yeah. Clear. You didn't want to attack with Lodestone Golem?
He's
so precious to you.
He's a dude. I don't know.
Precious.
Your turn.
Does he have trample?
No.
Then yeah, it'd be kind of useless.
Yeah, I was kind
of
hoping.
One of my snakes would be like, and then Megatron would be like,
you need to put
Lock and the snake could be dead.
I really do. That'd be, yeah. Even like Vorak Battle Horns would be helpful. That makes it so that only one creature can block it, right?
Vorak I believe so. No, I think, well, I can't remember. In any case, here's the
thing. Of course, Turk is showing me the roll workflow.
Let me get you the Lockstone Warhammer. Here you go.
And it gives all your stuff true.
Yeah. It's in my...
It's just in the wrong color.
It's in my land ramp deck.
Like the extra ability.
To give my, like, elves.
Uh-huh.
And
how you doing over there, Chewie?
I think he's trying to find a way not to lose.
No, I have ways not to lose. I don't have a way to win.
No.
With Dirk over there at the 51, Jesus.
And with a positive life game.
That's why he played 2 spell books. Because with that disenchant, it could have gone, spell book, and he'd be screwed.
But he didn't know that at
the
time.
No, because that's
happened
to
you and to Corey. They're like, okay, I'll just disenchant your spell book. And
You're right. I think I remember being in one of those games.
Mm-hmm. I think I recall that, too.
He's learned.
So, I've fixed that problem. Like, okay, I'll have 3 hours.
You're going to make a spellbook land.
Nobody's going to make.
They make a land that does that.
I told him about that.
Oh, yeah.
The Reliquary Tower.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
I was like, you need to put this in your deck. He's like, I don't have room.
Take out, like,
take out some land.
I don't have any.
Take out a spellbook.
You don't have any.
That would require having one.
Hmm.
And Brian is going to go look for one.
And eating cold, nasty-ass fries. Oh, my God.
They're fine. They belong to him.
Yeah, but...
there's nothing wrong with them.
They're like 6 hours old. Bah.
So? The main potatoes are fine.
Ew.
Unless you were living in Ireland about 200 years ago. Was it 100 or 200 years ago?
No, yeah, if you were living in Ireland 200 years ago and you were eating 6-hour-old French fries, I guess you were having a bad time.
That's what they call it, the potato famine.
It wasn't bad, but it was surprisingly clammy.
Surprisingly clammy. That's the part. Lord have mercy. I can't even attack Dirk because I'm stupid.
They belong in your deck. If there was ever a deck made for them, it was this one.
It's true.
Did you bring any trade stuff?
Dirk doesn't ever bring any trade stuff.
Like, I've got trade stuff. I
don't bring it. No. Okay, here we go.
You guys have to put in cold storage for me.
I'll trade you for them, Brian, and then I'll give them to Dirk. If you don't want to give them to Dirk.
Dirk.
What?
5 guys, a kitchen sphinx, and a beast. Coming at you.
So that's 7 things?
Yes, yes it is.
I'll block them.
7 guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 13 minus 7, 6.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need a graphing calculator, man?
Yeah. Although I will say my math has actually gotten a lot better since I started playing Magic.
1, 2, 3, 4. Five. 4, a penumbra. Spider.
I really like that guy.
It's because he's awesome. Your turn. Where'd he go?
I went over here just to...
Oh, there he is.
All right. Just to figure out what I'm giving Chewy back 1 font, 2 twin cast, and 2 silence.
I'm stepping on a squeaky toy. It's your turn, Brian.
So Dirk is at 51.
Uh-huh.
Mike's at 20.
Yeah.
And Chewie's at 20.
I'm at 20.
And I'm at 2.
You're 2. You're going to die.
And there's no doubt of that.
Now I'm not going to kill you.
How will I die?
Dirk's going to attack you with 2 extra snakes.
Oh, it's a snake.
Mushroom. How do people enjoy these episodes? We're just stupid.
Maybe the last one was better.
I don't know.
You just think it's better because you're not actually in this game. You were busy doing other things and being mana screwed. We're having a good time, aren't we, guys?
I was pretty mana screwed. But this isn't my favorite deck. Silly because it's my deck. All right,
this is going to happen every once in a while, a game that's just not so great for everybody involved.
Except for me.
At least it's not so miserable, we all just want to stop.
That is true, yeah.
I'll put a writ of passage on my Ninja of the Deep Power Citizen enchantment, and when it attacks, it's unblockable as long as it has power 2 or less.
Yes.
And I will attack the only target worth attacking.
That's me.
I'll attack Dirk for 6.
Okay.
And I'll draw a card when it hits.
I'm at 45.
Not ninja-ing anything out.
45.
Land of Phantasm.
Hooray.
You guys both blown through your tokens.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to help him replenish it.
Tempted to give them to Dirk. But you just don't need that.
Don't give Dirk the goblins.
I'll give them to Mike.
Okay. I'll have some goblins.
And I'll pass the turn.
23. I have 20 cards. So that is 20 of these guys. Draw. Oh. 8. So that's 53.
3.
Will you stop dying?
That fry did not sit well with me.
Told you not to eat it.
The fry of death.
Doom fry.
attack on Brian and Mike.
Okay.
Just leaving me here just to be...
Brian...
Will you stop that?
I would love to. Five of these guys.
Okay. He's giving you one extra just to be a douche.
Mike,
hey, that's planet safe.
Of course, I have one mana and the lowest of gold now.
18 at you.
I'm dead.
Wait a minute.
Huh? What?
I'm thinking.
A thing about?
A dangerous thing I know.
Arrow volley track.
Is anybody blocking anything? Is that what we're thinking about?
I was about to.
I'm gonna block two of the guys to kill them.
Oh, okay. So you're blocking two.
I was gonna go ahead. I'm gonna go ahead and flash in and either shoot Nate and block.
Walk away if you're gonna choke, man.
And block one, two, and then block seven of the 18 coming at me. So I'm taking 11. Seven of those guys.
I'm still thinking.
Okay. What are you thinking about?
What to do? So Brian is dead and you're taking what?
11.
What are you at?
20.
Oh, that's an hourglass. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, if I'd actually gotten to a glass dust Hulk at any point before this, this game would be a lot different.
I can tell because it's not.
Okay. We're good.
Okay.
Sorry, Brian.
That's fine.
All right, so two guys die, so three survive.
Seven of these guys
die. Seven of these guys die, so that's 11.
Oh, my God, one's dying.
11 plus 3 is 14, so there were 14 guys. 10.
I killed two.
And 20.
Yeah.
Nine. Okay, just making sure.
14 tapped, 20 sitting there going... It is.
You're just so sorry that Brian ate a 6-hour-old nasty ass fry and is now dying on the air.
End of turn, I'm gonna
Okay.
move at instant speed of cranial plating to the Unisworn Shield Mage.
Yay, efficient sort of use of mana.
Sort of. Alright, either up pages, I'm gonna look.
Do it.
Fool said, do it.
No, I gotta throw this away.
It's a creature.
It's a lodestone golem.
I need something better than that.
That's true, you do.
Look at another one. I need something better than that.
It's Aethersworn's shield.
Shield mage, yeah. Draw a card, and it is categorically worse than either of those two. Of course. So that's the way things go around here. I'm not even gonna play it.
Does it block?
No.
Then yes, it was much worse.
Your turn, Chewie.
Okay. Mike, I'm going to need you to trust me on this, okay?
All right, fair enough.
Okay.
Hey, where's your trade stuff?
All four binders are in the blue bag over there.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I say again, Mike, I'm going to need you to trust me on this.
All right.
Two green.
Go ahead, go for it.
Two white. And one, two, three, and a stupid extra. Oh, God, I can't do that. Never mind.
Oh, you don't have to trust him on anything.
Yes, do not trust me. Your stupid lonestone column is messing up my whole...
If you want to attack your Finks into him, I don't care. I'll block and you can do whatever you were gonna.
Mike, do you have trade stuff?
Yeah, it's underneath my box of decks in my bag over there.
You can go ahead and throw my stuff back in there if you want to.
Oh, sure. It's obviously in set order, so these won't come up for a bit.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, how about I do this instead? Okay.
No guts, no glory?
No, not today, Galvatron. Finks!
Uh-huh.
Game two. 20. What was that?
I guess you
I
were...
I have no idea.
You're I think you were at 21, but then you pulled this die away to make some goblins.
He poked me.
Oh, he poked you.
Yeah.
So you were at 20 then.
So I guess this is nothing, so okay, I'm 22.
Are these in any kind of order?
No. They're
just in Banefire just looks out of place.
Okay. It's in the block.
It is in the block. But it's in the middle of all the artifacts. Okay, just checking.
Dirk.
Uh-huh.
Swinging.
Uh-huh.
For the fence. Sis. He can't attack. You got a Finx, 3-2, Beast, 4-4, Spider, 2-4.
So...
Three dudes.
How much damage?
4, 7, 8, 9.
I'll take it.
Woohoo! I dealt their damage!
Hooray!
44.
Net loss, buddy. Because he's only going to gain 8. Oh, yeah.
Put me on a clock, didn't you?
Right of replication.
Damn, I fat. Good. I'm playing green-white. Oh, you're dead. Go.
Okay.
I will trade you a strength of the to Jaru for a rite of replication.
Why did you like freak out when you saw the rite of replication?
I'm not gonna say it until you tell me yes or no.
How many do I have?
All right, so I'm gonna get 22.
It's not killer tech or anything. Trust me.
This is how
more than one.
Brian usually is, listeners. Very cryptic, being like, "I'm not gonna tell you." Unless you say yes.
You have 2. I'd like...
And you have 34 other guys.
I'd like... You do know you're interrupting the recording
of
the
game. I am aware
of that.
Okay. 34 dudes ready to go and hiss their way to victory.
And 22 in reserve.
22 in reserve. And... Yeah, 52...
Why are... Please answer that. Pause the recording for a second, would you?
Yeah.
All right.
Hello?
Okay.
Okay, back on the game.
Okay.
So we have 22 guys.
I have 34, but I have decided how I'm going to send my damage at you all. Y'all.
You have 44.
Well, 22 can't attack.
But he has... These 22 cannot attack.
And then he split up his other 34 into 12 and 22.
Oh, right. Okay.
So 12 is coming at Mike.
All right.
22 is coming at Chewie.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go ahead and fog.
Okay.
Moment's peace, which is what I could have used to save Brian, and then I realized, no.
All right.
I mean, yeah, I could have dealt him a little more damage, but whatever.
All right, you're going.
Do you want me to put that back for you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Is that all you wanted?
Either up page, look as... Oh, I don't want that. Shield mage, either up page again. Finally.
Uh-oh.
All right, let's see here.
Those are your key, Brian.
Oh,
there we go. 2.
A little delayed, but he's still
3. 3, 4, 5. I'll play a Glass Dust Hulk.
Yay, Glass Dust. Oh, really?
It's a 3-4, and whenever another artifact comes into play under my control, Glass Dust Hulk gets +1/+1 until end of turn and is unblockable this turn. Going to go ahead and move 1 cranial plating to it. And say go.
Crap. Now you won't just trust me. Because now you have a win condition.
He wants to blow up the
You can go ahead and do whatever. I don't really care. Because eventually I'm either going to draw another one, or a Sharoom, or a Sanctum Gargoyle. Because I haven't seen a single one yet. My deck is this big.
I like how you said that.
So I'm going to be able to get another one. So if you want to do what you want to do, go ahead. Fine.
Well, no, because you have... It would require...
See what?
Your trade stuff.
Oh. Ones.
Yes.
Try not.
It's underneath the box of decks. Like I said, it was.
Mike called you an idiot.
I don't mean to do that.
It's okay. Do you have any Libraries of Alexandria? And the correct response to that question is...
No. Unless you're lying.
Wow.
That would be your funny guy, go away. Something was wrong with me. I think I slept really poorly the night before.
You know what? It was the funniest thing ever.
Are these in any kind of order?
Yeah. That one you're looking at is a multicolor artifacts and lands. The other one is arranged by color.
Wow. Okay. Mike is anal.
I said this, but my brain can't process it right now.
That's
That's, yeah. Maybe. I've had those moments.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid lumps, stuff in common. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Penumbra Spider.
Alright.
Everybody else is rolling at Zerk.
So that's how much?
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
12?
12. Net loss again, baby!
I'm at 40.
Crap.
That it?
Yeah.
Alright. Gain 8 life. Draw 2 cards. Okay, so this is 44 plus 12.
It's
56. 56. Okay. So it was 22, so it's 24 this time. All right.
There are actually a number of cards Dirk could have already played that would make him automatically win the game for everything that he has going on here.
Except he can't play spells no more.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
You're going to get 22. And Chewie's going to get 36.
34.
Guys at him. Flashback to Moments Peace.
Flashback to Moments Peace.
All right. Go.
I blocked one, but it didn't die.
All right.
Okay. I can do this.
I feel like I need a sheet of paper now.
End of turn, I'm going to flash equip cranial plating to Glass of Salt. Okay. All right.
Brian is so cute trying to talk to Rainy in sign language.
Page. Sweet. I'm going to keep that there. And for the other either up page, I'm going to gain 2 life.
Might as well.
Alright. Okay.
All your 1-1s have trample.
Mm-hmm. Chewie's going to kill me on the attack back, but whatever.
Is it going to kill him?
I don't know. I'm going to find out. I'm not even going to count. I'm just going to play. Move 1 cranial plating to the Glacis Hulk. Oh, man. 2, 3, 4, 5. Play another Hulk. This Hulk triggers.
I count 18.
It's pumped
artifacts
up
now.
Play a Vault of Whispers. This Hulk triggers again.
19.
Let's make sure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 19 artifacts. That's
God,
correct.
Good.
So he's getting 2 pumps, so he's a base 5. Each of these cranial plates is 19. That's 20 times 3 minus 3, 57.
7 plus 5 is... 57
plus 5
Dirk is...
Dirk
is dead.
Dirk is dead.
Unless you have a fog. Do you have a fog?
So he's unblockable, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and he's dealing you 64 damage. No, yes. No, 61 damage.
61 damage, yeah.
You have a fog?
He can't play spells.
Play it. I'm playing an epic spell.
Yeah, remember.
Oh.
Even if he had anything, he can't play it because of a swarm.
Right.
Wow.
And the answer is
no.
No.
Death to the Philistine. Philistine?
Dark's dead.
I guess so.
Philistine?
Diller.
Philistine, like the octopus?
Oh, man. Your turn, Chewie.
My turn, Chewie. And I didn't have to blow up the world again to try to contain Dirk.
I had 5 turns until I died.
Because of drawing cards.
Because of drawing 2 cards every turn.
And okay, with his fogs, you might have had a hard time finishing them off in that time. No matter how many you got, how many guys he had.
Well, that depends on how many more fogs he had.
Alright.
So that deck either wins or it...
loses.
It either, you know, wins epically or it loses... horribly, and occasionally loses with a fight. That was a fight.
So what you got for me, Chewie?
I still like I had divided up into two groups of 22, 34,
okay, so
and 24
three,
of snakes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm trying to think of anything in your deck that might up and kill me.
Hopefully lets us Hulk, but I have a feeling that's not going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen. I'll... 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll just Marshall Coup for 5.
Alright. That's a Marshall Coup for...
how Lodestone Golem.
How much mana did you pump into it?
2 for the white, 1 for the Lodestone Golem.
Oh, yeah, 2, 3, 4, 5. Marshall Coup for 5.
Marshall Coup for 5.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So good.
These guys die.
Okay, so I get 4 insects. A Kitchen Sphinx comes back. Go to 24. A Kitchen Sphinx comes back. Go to 26. Both of these guys die, and I get their shadow. So let's say the two
those
black
spiders. Okay.
Or 2-2 spiders. Or 2-4 spiders with reach. Reach, reach. And I get 4 guys. And that goes here. Did I haven't had any creatures die to warrant Genesis-ing, by the way?
Not yet.
No, just Genesis. Wow. What a weird-ass game. Okay, so... none of these guys have, what's that stuff called?
Haste.
Haste. So, it's your turn.
Alright. Untap, okay. Either Rainy
Puppy.
Page what? Time. Come on, something good. No, dump that. It was an ancient den, not useful. On something good.
Something good.
Alright, that's good.
Giving him something.
Very good. So, okay. So.
Very good. Oh, God.
I will. Oh, man. How am I going to do this?
Poorly.
Did you just scare him?
We do.
Play a Sanctum Gargoyle. Put Shardrim the Hegemon back in my hand.
I was right. I'm gonna die.
Play.
Pocket pool.
What? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Shardrim the Hegemon. Put Glasses Hulk into play.
You know, for a recursion deck, this is a pretty good one.
And then I'll equip 1 Cranial Plating to Glasses Hulk, 1 Cranial Plating to Shardrim. And play Vault of Whispers. And then it's Chewy's turn.
I'm going to pay 1, tap and sack the Horizon Canopy. Draw a card.
Okay.
Good thing I did that.
Is it a good one?
No, but it gets me past the bad one.
Hey, did you get your soldiers? For Marshall Coup?
No.
No, you forgot.
I got everything else. Here, the red ones are soldiers. Okay. Okay. Look, I got soldiers. Okay, so maybe I'm not going to lose. Yeah, that'd be awesome. And I draw this, and I flip my own. This kind of comes upside down. Cards and crap. I'm going to play it first. You have 3 blockers and 2
mm-hmm.
capsules.
Mm-hmm.
That's 9. What are you at?
11.
Crap. Okay. Ball sack, yes. Yeah, it'd be.
Mm-hmm.
The bee's impersonating me this go around. Barry's distracted.
Same thing. Okay. The vertical surface, what holds up the ceiling, currently has testicles on it.
I believe that means the balls are to the wall.
Balls to the wall. All
right.
Balls to the wall.
I'm just thinking.
I'm swinging
myself.
With all these guys. There's 4 insects, 5 soldiers.
Corona the False God.
2 kitchen things. Corona the False God. What? And 2 soul spiders.
Inkwell Leviathan. And Progenitus. I own that. Children.
Another Progenitus. Mirror Gallery. Some Vesuvas to go with my Eyes of Ugin.
And a March of the Machines, which is allowing the Mirror Gallery to attack.
Okay, for real this time, though, 2 Kitchen Finks, 2 spiders, 4 insects, 5 soldiers, and a partridge in a freaking pear tree.
All right, I'm going to use the Executioner's Capsule to take out the Kitchen Finks. I'll block the Penumbra Spiders, 1 with the Hulk wearing the plating, and 1 with Shardrim wearing the plating. And I'll block 1 insect with Sanctum Gargoyle.
That's this one.
Yep. Yeah, and then I guess there are 8 guys getting through unblocked.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anything special?
Mm-hmm. You take 8.
All right.
All right.
Just wondering. I'm at 3.
All right. Then I'll play Refraction Trap and kill you.
Really?
I wish.
Oh.
No, then I die because I just throw another mass kill spell. I will, however, 1, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7. This is what I was going to use to kill Dirk.
Oh, the Nova Blast Worm.
Because attack, he has no spider, no snakes. Next turn, attack, he has no spiders. Next turn, attack, he has no spiders. Snakes.
Snakes.
Snake.
Oh, man.
Snake! But as it is, I have nothing to stop the 61 damage plus coming at me.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Even if I don't draw an artifact, Sharum is just going to fly over your head.
Yeah, spider, Woodfall
would
Primus.
Would you have drawn an artifact?
With either of pages, I hope so. Let's see. Yeah, yes, I would have.
Let's and see. It's a lodestone golem!
And it's a lodestone golem. I don't know how I feel about lodestone golem. I'll think about it.
Hour of Reckoning was 2 cards down, so that 3 cards down, and then a wrath, so that didn't help. There's no way I could have survived that long. And then another wrath, a couple cards after that. So none of my new cards got to show up. My Nova Blast Worm was in my hand for a while. Oh, yeah. The reason I was like stupid Lodestone Golem, I couldn't play this and have mana to Moment's Peace.
Okay.
With the Lodestone Golem. Otherwise, I would have played it forever ago.
And Dirk would have gone, oh, look, you're dead.
Yeah,
yeah, Chewie was actually the last little chopping block. So Mike wins.
Yeah, so Mike wins.
All right.
That's an unforeseen drawback of Lodestone Golem when
your own spells are more
when it can keep people from helping everyone get out of a bad situation.
You want to stop the recording?
Yeah, I guess so.
Do we have any more discussion about this game real quick?
Anything? It's cool. I wasn't out of it. I had a couple, like I bounced the lodestone golem for a turn, but
you weren't actually in the game though, because you were more focused on getting your other stuff done since you were mana screwed.
But I wouldn't have played the game any differently, even if I hadn't been doing anything else.
That is a good point.
All that time when
is this one?
Dirk played the Trade Secrets and I kept going, I was looking for a land, any land.
Really?
Finally, I drew 2, and then for the turn off the Kami, I drew another 2. Like, oh, good. Oh, good.
So, we're going to pause and discuss food and possibly another game. How long have we been going?
1 hour, 20
Lord, minutes. That was one game?
Yeah. Jesus.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Be back.
All right. Okay. It's not broken now. Okay.
It wasn't broken. You just messed it up.
Here we are at game 2.
Yes, and this will probably be it this time since the first one went so freaking long and we're all hungry. And
the listeners are like, wow, that was one game?
Yeah, that was one game. It was a whole lot of stupidity, though. You know, we were goofing off and whatnot.
Yeah, we were goofing off a lot.
I do goof off a lot, though.
This time I'm not working on anything else, so...
Oh, yeah, let me cut your deck, sir. Here you go, sir.
Dirk has already won the die roll again.
I'm just good like that.
If only he could succeed elsewhere in life.
Like oh, burn! Damn, that was like super cold!
All right. I meant everywhere else in life. How about
that? What were you about to say, Chewie?
Oh, it's like Mike trying to draw Destiny.
2, 4, 5, 6, 7. Mike draws Destiny like a
champ. I don't even know what that means. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Maybe it'll be important someday.
I really doubt anything.
See if I can do better.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what? I like this. This is a good plan. I'm excited to be a part of it.
All right, I'm ready. Everybody ready?
Yeah,
I'm ready. I've already drawn my card. I'm ready.
You ready? You ready? You ready?
I'm ready.
He's ready.
Island, go.
Right. You quit playing blue.
Forest.
Go. Turn 5, Haunted of Seeing Winds. I called it.
No, nobody called it last game.
I just did.
This time.
Yeah, this game.
He's saying it's coming.
Mountain Go.
Like, do you see it that far away?
You played an island.
That Plains
he's got future sight.
Plains Go.
Manamana.
Island.
Do.
Manamana?
Forest. Pay 2 for survival of the fittest.
Okay.
I can pay a green and discard a creature to search my library for a creature, show everybody, and put it in my hand, then shuffle up, go.
Yay.
Mountain! Awesome, go.
Forest, go ahead.
Well, when should believe it?
swamp.
I always play and discard.
And I'm going to play Ghastly Discovery.
What?
I'm going to draw two cards. And then I'm going to discard a Sliver Overlord.
Oh, he is not playing.
And Ghastly Discovery has Conspire, but he's not doing it.
That's, I was like, there's something else on that card.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to attack two and two. I'm going to try to share her with it.
Are you done?
Yes, go.
Dirk is astonished.
He's like, there's more text on this card? I thought it was all flavor text.
All right. I'll play a forest.
That's an unbelievable forest.
Yes, it is. And I'll sit go.
I like Zendikar Forest better.
They're pretty nice.
Phenomena?
Almost.
I hate you. Let's do something silly. Cloudstone Curio.
Oh.
Whenever a non-artifact permanent comes into play under my control, I may return another permanent control that shares a permanent type with it to its owner's hand, which is my hand. Essentially, if I play a creature or a land or
an
enchantment, I can bounce creature or land enchantment that I control. Or Planeswalker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I can reset Planeswalkers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
Hmm.
Oh, Lord, he's thinking.
That's really weird.
I'll play a mountain and pass to Dirk. Why am I talking like this?
It's awesome.
Swamp?
No swamps for you.
Yes, swamps. Go ahead.
End of Dirk's turn. Use Trial of the Fittest once. I'll discard Terra Stomper and put a Basking Root Wall in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to save time. I'll discard Basking Root Wall, Trial of the Fittest. Play it out for the Madness. I'll go search, get a Basking Root Wall in my hand, do the same thing, go search, and put another Basking Root Wall into my hand.
Combo.
Multi
kill.
I got two lizards. It's pretty cool.
Are they lounge lizards?
I hope so.
Are they lot lizards? Stay away from them.
Okay.
Don't get the herps. What?
Alrighty.
Avoid the clap, Jimmy Dugan.
I don't get that reference, and yet it's hilarious.
It's from A League of Their Own.
Okay.
I don't remember Avoid the Clap, Jimmy Dugan.
He was one of the little kids, and he was...
You better keep going. Player,
and asked him to sign a baseball.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what he wrote on their baseball.
Sorry, what's going on here, gentlemen?
I forgot.
We're avoiding the clap, Jimmy Dugan.
I'm going to put...
There's no crying in magic!
I'm going to put a Pattern of Rebirth on Basking Root Wall. Mm. So if he dies, I get to search my library for a creature and put it on the battlefield.
Are you done yet?
No.
He just started his turn. All that was on your turn.
For asking that question, I'm going to attack Dirk and Chewy for one each with the Basking Root Walls.
Looks like I'll they even turned in our direction. Hoorah! I have no life again.
It's looking at you.
A ton of damage.
And that's it.
Dreamcast. It's drinking. Okay. You remember that Penny Arcade?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Hey, lizards.
Spark Mage Apprentice. Shoot the root wall that doesn't have a Pattern of Rebirth on it.
Oh.
Stupid lizards.
That was one that attacked you, too. That's sad.
No, it's not.
I don't think that's sad. No, I got nothing else that's relevant. Go right ahead, sir. What's up, Spark Mage Apprentice?
Spark.
I'll play a swamp.
Why do I feel there's a legacy weapon in this one?
There's not. And I'll do an Exploding Borders targeting Mike.
Alright.
Take five like a...
Well...
Champ.
Yeah, it's gonna be
five. Okay, you're getting an island? Okay.
I'm getting an island.
I'm a 15.
Exploding Borders is so awesome.
I know. I only have one.
I've only got one. You bought Conflux?
No. I just think I've got like two or three.
Pass the turn.
That's... Shut up, Dirk. Conflux was like the one set in recent memory that I did not buy a box of because it didn't do anything for me.
Exploding Borders.
Yeah, I kind of skipped over Conflux compared to what I did for Shards and Alara Reborn. I ended up buying so many Alara Reborn packs because I was trying to get a fourth copy of Glass Dust. I had to trade someone for it finally.
Yeah, I just gave it to you, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I felt sorry. Here, take this, stupid.
First off, Callous Oppressor. Brian, pick some sort of creature type that I cannot steal.
Dragon.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And I pay an extra for an image crafter.
So it doesn't matter anyway.
Right.
He just wanted you to do that so you feel better about yourself.
Right. Go, Mike.
Kill the image crafter. Bones just broke me to press. Or kill the actual oppressor.
No.
All right.
The Dark said no.
I don't have any lands in my hand, so I'll reveal my hand instead of paying Langrant's mana cost.
All right, looks like Arrogant Worm, Branchwood Armor, Langrant, Blanchwood Armor, Basking Root Walla.
It's actually Blanchwood Armor, which you said correctly the second time.
What did I say the first time?
Branchwood Armor.
You'll get a forest, and forest card, and put it in my hand.
You going to play it?
I'll put a Dryad Arbor in my hand.
You going to play it?
Yeah.
That's awesome. You going to play the other Langrant while you're at it?
No.
Just checking.
I usually draw them. Well, I play them if I need a land drop and I'm about to miss it. So I make land drops for a long time.
No, she's playing Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, okay, never mind.
So
which one?
328 over 2 days. I don't know how say that.
One.
Yeah,
I thought it was 358 over two.
358. What'd I say?
328. Yeah. And 30 or 15.
Brian,
how much?
Three.
Okay.
Special.
17. Pumping. Blah, blah.
I hit him for five. So
right, your turn, Chewy.
My turn, Chewy.
Oh, damn.
You jamming, man?
We be jamming?
Just play your cards.
I made pouty face. All right, murderous red cap. Stabbing the Callous Oppressor.
How much damage?
Two damage.
No.
Can't be snatching my dudes. Oh, and I'll bounce the Spark Mage Apprentice. Look at that. Could. Not really. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That is cool, because then when he comes into play, he can even shoot something, and then you can play something else and reset it.
That's what I just did.
Well, I mean, once I
Oh, you mean the persist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, go. I played a murderous red cap, and he murderous'd.
Red cap!
That's very impressive.
I'll just play a Drango.
Oh, you know, that's all.
You should attack me again.
Man, this stuff is played out.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. I'll be very impressed if you can get something as big as he is out of there.
I should have left the Callous Oppressor there.
Yeah.
It might take some doing.
Is there an Omnath in that deck?
No.
Should there be? That's what
go I'm, either way.
I put him in my Big Green Stupid deck earlier tonight just because I had one. I figured I'll see how it works. You guys remember my Big Green Stupid deck from that episode Mike and I did by ourselves. It wasn't suck.
Nurok Transmutter.
Transmutter.
Okay. For one, or for a blue, target creature becomes an artifact in addition to all its other stuff. And for one, until end of turn, target artifact creature becomes blue and isn't an artifact. Key thing is, he turns things into artifacts.
And not artifacts.
Go.
All right.
Blue, not artifacts.
Well, from my deck, he turns things
into artifacts. And eternally, survival of the fittest. I'll discard Basking Root Walla. Throw it out there. Go tutor up a creature first. Let me check the deck to see if I actually have something that could handle Draco. When I find the answer, I may or may not tell everybody.
That's a nice cover there, Mike.
Okay, whatever.
Because otherwise he'd been like, no, I'll get this instead. But then he felt better of it.
I'll get another Basking Root Walla. I'll survival the fittest it out, and then I'll get a...
That's number four.
Yeah, that's number four, and then I'll get a Arrogant Worm.
I killed one.
And Arrogant Worm. You didn't want to.
Is it like an hero?
I was gonna mention before he killed the thing because you can't pay the upkeep. Yeah. So
yeah, which means it would die, and that's a win.
it takes something away from me, but it doesn't give anything to him.
No, it kills Draco, though, okay. Which gives something to all of us.
Starts the turn.
Quit doing so much crap at the end of Dirk's turn.
Well, I'd want to. Play a forest.
Ooh, shiny.
Oh, man.
Coconuts. Deadly.
I don't even know what's going on.
Cocoa Kachu.
Did you say Cocoa Kachu?
Oh, I've got a 9-9 flyer.
Is that some kind of new cereal?
Dirk's got some dorks.
I'm going to stay, actually.
Oh, I'm at a table full of them.
Instead of hitting?
Yeah, it's your turn, too.
Are you playing blackjack? I'll stay.
Is that how we're going to pass the turn? Is wave our hands over there and go...
Okay.
I'm going to draw my card.
Hit me.
I said you went the wrong way.
I was going to let Dirk. Apparently Chewy thinks that he gets to hit people.
I'm violent.
That's why we love him.
I hate my job. It makes me violent. It took all I could to not murder everybody in the building a couple days ago. And then Jimmy got to work, and he's the boss. And I actually like him, so it took me all I could do to keep from murdering everybody but Jimmy in the building. Okay, for two. Signet.
All right.
Racto Signet!
About to say Dead Space.
For two. Shut up. Spartan Mage Apprentice. I don't know. I'll shoot the Image Crafter just because it's funny.
It's also
bouncing the murderous red cap. Kill. And I have a Spartan Mage Apprentice. Yay! Go.
So should I make the game go longer or shorter?
Gee, I wonder.
After the last one? Okay. Well,
if you can kill us all this turn, go for it, Whit.
I thought I had a Silkgrass Spider, but I don't.
Hey, dummy.
All attack, Dirk.
Yeah, that's my deck that has the Silkgrass.
For 9.
I will take 9.
This is one of my other green decks that you actually like.
My turn?
Was he on no upkeep?
No.
Oh, you're not at me
because
like...
I can tell. Because I can. He costs 16. Draco costs 16. He costs 2 less to play for each basic land type among lands you control. I have all 5. He has flying, and at the beginning of your upkeep, you sacrifice Draco unless you pay 10. This cost is also reduced by 2. So since I have 5.
I thought it was 12, and you still had an upkeep of 2 for him.
So I'll play another Draco.
Because.
Now it's your turn.
Wait, I have a response to that. Okay. I need some mana.
With a name like that, you'd think he was legendary, but he isn't.
Nope, it's a Draco.
Yeah.
I have manufactured them.
I'll Dreamlash this one.
Oh, that's my drink! You took the one that was tapped?
Now it's going to kill it at the end of the next turn because he can't pay for it.
But he's got a big Draco blocker.
It's tapped.
Yes. I fat.
Well done, Dirk.
He can pay the cost. He can pay 6.
Yeah, it's only 6.
He has 2 lands.
You don't have to have.
You have to pay. That's right.
Yeah, you don't have to have full domain to play him.
You can keep it. You just have to tap. Almost everything.
Anyway,
almost
end of turn, while y'all are talking about that, I'm going to use Survival of the Fittest to Madness out an Arrogant Worm and tutor up another Arrogant Worm.
How arrogant?
If I can find one, there's one.
And I don't know. How arrogant?
Can I throw something at Dirk?
Sure.
So arrogant.
Ow!
Dirk got something thrown at him.
Brian said I could. It's his house.
Does that mean that I can tell you that you can kill people?
I had permit, can right. I?
I'm fairly certain as
not outside this house.
As
not any of us.
As I approach lawyer.
But I love Carrie.
As I approach lawyerdom, I'm fairly sure that you cannot.
Did Carrie just squeak?
What? Yeah, she just squeaks like.
Well, not any of us, but in the house. That leaves you, and I'm going to kill you.
I just need to draw one card.
Well, there's Rainy's little chew thing.
I could kill Rainy's chew thing.
Yeah, you can do that.
All right. I don't have any lands in my hand, so I'll reveal my hand instead of paying for land grant.
Two arrogant worms, two of the armors, and another survival of the fittest.
Woo! And I'll get a forest.
So since the last time he's drawn a survival of the fittest.
And put it into my hand.
And a worm, I think.
Well, he used
to... I'll get a regular forest and put it in my hand.
He had a worm before, and he used a survival of the fittest.
That was good, two worms.
Yeah, but he had one already.
Worms.
Actually, no, I'm going to get another dryad armor.
Make up your mind.
I just did. Dryad armor time.
Oh, armor time!
Kind of like Miller time, except in the woods. That was bad.
Aren't dryads female?
Yeah, most of the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most of the time?
Armor time.
I don't know.
You can tap an armor if the vast would put a counter on a dryad. Arbor.
Yeah, you could, because it's green. That's pretty cool, in a way. All right, play dryad armor. So I can't talk.
Brian. Michael, you need.
Well, I'm not doing it on purpose. Oh, crap. I should have gotten a regular forest. Damn it.
Oh, well. Can you say that again?
What?
Nothing.
Put a Blanchwood armor on this arrogant worm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. And I'm going to attack Brian.
I'm neutered now, but all right. Well, I'm not neutered.
So are you
neutered? I just got one less guy. Okay. How big is it?
Four plus seven is 11, so 11 with trample.
I'll go to six.
All right.
Oh, jeez.
Kind of need to block the Draco when it comes back.
I have dealt 3 damage this whole game.
All right, congratulations. Your turn, Jimmy.
That's okay. I haven't done any 4 damage.
4 damage.
But I did steal a Draco.
Yeah, you did.
Which was all...
Sure. Oh, look. Land. Yes. No, not really. Wait, really? Shut up.
Yeah, really.
Oh, really. No yawning. Yawning is for sleepy people.
Did I ever tell you that my bedtime, or the time I usually go to bed, is like about 9:30?
Well, so right after we're done recording, you just pass out.
That's after we get done, I need to head out.
Wow.
That's no, not that.
I mean,
stop.
Normally
yeah,
recording.
That's before we stop recording sometimes.
Which is also a reason why I'm kind of silent ever so often. I'm like...
Okay, let's do this.
Okay, so maybe I'm not the only one who's falling asleep during recording. You just don't let on that you did it.
Keldon Moreau.
Dang it.
Bounce the Spark Mage Apprentice.
Okay.
Shoot Mike. Because it's... Target player.
14.
Yes. Spark Mage Apprentice shooting on our Root Willow. Bouncing.
Pump the Root Willow.
Pump the Root Willow. Bouncing Keldon Marauders. Shoot Mike.
Okay. 13.
Keldon Marauders. 10. What are you at? 6.
Mike is still the highest.
Okay, shoot Mike.
All right, 12.
Not. Do I want to bounce the Spark Mage Apprentice? I don't know. Do I? Like, maybe I do. I don't know.
Oh my God, which way am I going?
You do know that when you talk to yourself, you're the smartest one in the conversation.
That's about the only time. Unless I'm at work. What? Okay, I'll bounce to you. No, I'll leave him there. He's cute.
All right.
Okay. Your turn, sir. You know, if Keldon Marauders had haste, they'd be broken.
Yeah. You need to put some energy. You need to put some time counters on that guy.
He's not going to be around long enough, but okay, I'll put some time counters on him.
It might matter, you don't know.
Nah, it would never matter. Actually, it might. You're right. I might start bouncing other things, like my Spark Mage Apprentice.
I'll tap 4 and play a Shard Convergence and go get everything except for a forest. That'd be mountain. Plains, swamp, and an
not Chewy.
Island.
Chewy is making the touchdown.
Well, what's this?
Oh, then what is Chewy doing?
I'm just wondering how long it would take for anybody to say anything.
Oh. I'm just one of those, like, you know, I surrender.
No, I'm just. I have both of my hands up above my head for no apparent reason.
You're not doing a very good
as
impersonation.
As if you didn't even care.
Of all the weird things Dirk remembers about my family. My old man, listeners, had bone cancer in his shoulder like 100 years ago, right about the time I was born.
Do you want to pay for it, or do you want
to... Well, I draw first, don't I?
No.
No, upkeep
first. No, that's not...
Definitely upkeep first.
Definitely upkeep first? Yes. No, I don't want this.
Okay.
I knew that.
Should have swung at Brian. Anyway, he had all the bone in his shoulder removed to get rid of the cancer. And so
Zombified. To get the Sliver Overlord.
Look at that.
Interesting.
That would be nice.
Image crafter. Chewy won't let you untap with one, though.
It'll die as soon as you play it. I'll be like, no. Knight of Souls Betrayal. And my mono red deck.
That's okay. I have a 7/7 something that blocks.
You do have a 7/7. It also swings.
Isn't it nice to have a big fatty to block Mike's fatty?
I'm fat.
Well, I'm just looking at mine. I was like, yeah, he's not really all that fat.
He's put on a little.
Damn, she fat.
You're bad.
It was Josh, man. It wasn't me.
Go.
And I know. I really haven't seen this Liver Queen in a long time.
I had to tell you this. I don't have any of her. Was it Core? We went to the shop and they had like three packs of whatever the set that the Sliver Queen was, and Corey bought the three packs, and the Sliver Queen was one of the pulls in the pack.
Oh yeah, we were all pissed at him for that.
Oh yeah.
All right,
I got a Mox Diamond.
Yeah, we were pretty pissed at you too.
Yeah.
Play for us.
Shiny.
Tell it to be shiny.
Be shiny. Good job.
Combat. I'm attacking.
What are you looking at me for?
I don't know. Because, well, I'm attacking Chewy. And I'm.
And ask a stupid question, get a stupid response.
I'm attacking Chewy and Dirk.
I shouldn't have said it.
Shouldn't you just be swinging and not saying who you're attacking until you attack?
I don't know. What did we decide about that? Did we change the way we handled that?
I think we did.
You brought it up to where it was better that way, and I agreed.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I forgot.
You're the one who's been announcing who you attack all night, so yeah, you did forget.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm attacking. Chewy is getting an arrogant worm, and Dirk is getting this basking wall.
He's got trample, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
He's freaking big, isn't he?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, he's 12.
You're a bastard.
What life are you at?
19. I guess I'll block with the Marauders to suck up 3.
Okay.
Take I'll
9. Go to 10.
You block who?
Now I'm down with everybody else, so that's
Kill the Marauders. Leave
the Sliver Overlord? All right.
Oh, yeah, Mike, take one. Kill the Marauders, left play.
Thank you. 11.
Biznatch.
All right, Basking Wall of Dice. So I'll dig in here.
Got your back.
I appreciate that.
And I will get a...
I would have remembered that in like 30 minutes.
I know.
I'll get a plate of Slagworm. Won the Bastion Walla with the pattern of birth dice.
Damn, she fat.
Now that has Troll Shroud,
yes,
but it doesn't have Trample.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, anyway. So yeah, the old man had all the all
right,
the bone in his shoulder cut out, so it's just hanging on by meat. So he can't lift it up above his head.
Okay.
And I'm sure you probably know this, because anytime the old man meets somebody new, I'm like, do your trick, because he can hook his thumb and his belt buckle right here, and bring his elbow all the way over here.
You know, I actually haven't met the old man in person yet.
Ever?
Really?
Really.
Wow. How long have I known? How many times have you been to my house?
It took me a while.
Maybe just twice, maybe 3 times.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, he wasn't home at the big surprise party when they just all scared the crap out of me, made me pee in my pants. I didn't literally pee in my pants. Just in case anybody's going, ew.
All right, that's it.
We're still recording. Holy crap.
My turn?
Yes.
Yeah, I got a Spark Major Brennus.
Isn't life great?
Damn, she fat.
Even my 4-4 has to stay home just in case.
That's definitely my 9-9.
Well, even my 9-9 has to stay at home just in case. It's either going to get snatched, or I'm going to die, or you might burn me a little bit on the toe.
Hey, that'd be a sixth of your life, buddy.
I know.
Just, ow.
Aww,
well, I awesome. Is everybody at? Let's see, Chewy and Dirk are at 10. I'm at 11, Brian.
I'm
yet.
At 6.
Brian's at 6.
So, this game will not take as long as the last one. That is almost for sure definite.
Sounds like a challenge to me.
I hate you. worm is a 12-12?
Yeah, the arrogant worm, yeah.
Crap in a hat. Okay, let's do this.
My plan of the forest is only going to get worse.
Murderous red cap. Okay. Shoot the dryad arbor.
Oh, snap.
Bounce the spark mage apprentice.
Oh.
I'm going to tap the dryad arbor for a man. I'm going to tap this other one, and I'm going to pump a basketball ball with it.
And I'm going to replay the spark mage apprentice to shoot the other dryad arbor.
Okay.
Bouncing the murderous red cap.
That gets a fist pound.
Knocks it down by two and removes two creatures.
Yes.
Multitasking. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have just sealed my own doom, though.
You can't burninate the countryside any better.
My spark mage apprentice is actually trying to.
Go. All right. I'd love to keep you alive. I'm not going to. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to kill you, but I don't think I can save you either.
I've done my part. I've been killing creatures all day.
Ever had those moments when you feel like that Brian just digs his own grave just a little bit?
What do you mean?
Nothing.
You're weird. Go ahead.
That's what my wife keeps telling me, but she married me.
She keeps telling you that I keep digging my own grave?
No, she keeps telling me that I'm weird. What are you saying about me? No, she keeps telling me I'm weird.
Go ahead. I'm not sure about the whole digging thing. If I'm digging.
No, when he says his kids, he means his students, not his children. Children!
Children! Memnarch!
Memnarch.
Memnarch. Oh, look, I've got artifacts.
Yeah.
All right, transmuter says, woo!
And Draco goes, damn, she fat!
He's got a big head.
End of turn, I'm going to use Survival of the Fittest to Madness out an Arrogant Worm and go get yet another Arrogant Worm. Because I like them. I keep the chain going.
Arrogant Worm?
Arrogant Worm.
Damn, she fat.
Is that going to become talking about arrogant worm?
Is that going to become a new thing? Let's hope not.
I hope not.
It was so funny at the time.
I bet it was.
Guess what? That time has passed.
I had a terrible day, and it was.
So everyone already knew that I had another blanch worm in my hand. I'm going to put it on this other arrogant worm.
That makes sense.
Are we all dead yet?
In a minute,
hopefully. Probably just about.
Okay, now what?
Don't kill me, I'm not a threat anymore. I don't even have 8 mana, so I can warp world. This sucks.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I have 6.
So it's a 10.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a 10.
Wait, Dark's life is 10.
Damn, she a 10.
I'm going to. Oh, man.
Both of those can attack, right?
Yeah, they can. I think I'm going to have to... Okay, combat.
I don't have any response.
I have a cloud, so I'm curious.
I suddenly wish I had. Permafrost trap.
I'm going to have to attack Dirk with both of these arrogant worms. Yeah.
Because they'll start...
The next turn around, Mike was going to lose them.
Yeah, I was.
Alright, I'm dead.
You're dead?
Yeah.
Well, they're 10 tens. That's 20.
They're saying, I mean, you could block and kill one and help them out.
Oh.
Well, he's still not dead.
Yeah, you're not dead if you block.
Five. He's got 12 points, a lot of toughness over 14 there. Points of toughness over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not dead.
I'll block one of them.
Okay.
Now, wait a second. I have to block both of them, don't I?
No, you don't have to.
Yeah, he does.
Why?
Because they're tens by themselves.
Oh, yes.
Hold on, let's see. All right, 5... That's going to absorb 12 damage.
No, because it's two separate worms.
Right.
Well, block this way. Oh, then one of them won't die.
Right.
If you block here.
All right. One's going to get blocked by these two. The other one's going to be blocked by this one.
So they'll put you at 2.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And one of them dies, and I'll deal damage to kill. Memnarch.
I was about to say, what are you, stupid?
maybe.
Clever words like, "Hur!
Can't beat me!" Whoa!
Alright,
good
that's it.
God.
Y'all.
Your turn, Chief.
Y'all. Y'all? Sound like a damn karate movie. It's y'all. Y'all?
Of course, it's very possible that I could very easily get ganged up on here.
Well, yeah.
Well, not by me.
I just put my life die. I was like, what is that? What is that thing at six? I almost put it back in the pile of stuff.
Damn, she fat. This sucks. I got nothing. I got a little bit of something, but it's nothing. Nothing like that.
Lebowski.
Lebowski. Let's see here. You're at two, I could kill you. You're at six, I could hurt you. And you're at 11, I could make you laugh at me.
Hello?
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 And Dirk answers the phone.
In response, Dirk picks up his telephony. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's what you got.
Herps. What? I got worms.
Replay the goblin.
Let's bring Mike down to our level. Gortusk Fire Beast. Mike?
That's what I figured. I take 4?
Take 4.
Alright, I'm at 7.
I will not bother bouncing the Spark Mage Princess. I will, however, bother telling Brian to go. Best I could do, y'all. I took out just over a quarter of his life.
Gortusk Fire Beast.
So now I'm at 7.
Oh, cool.
Just over a quarter of his life. That's all I got now.
So 3 points?
4.
4? Oh, good job.
Yeah. Learn to math. Oh, right, graphing calculator. Sorry.
Yeah, so right now it's kind of up to Brian to decide who's going to win this game.
Is it? He could just sit there.
I'm trying to figure out if I can win.
Ow.
Maybe. You still got a lot of cards in your hand.
That'd be awesome.
And you have 10 mana up.
Play your progenitor.
Here's the thing. I can tell you without qualification.
Somebody's going to die.
I could kill any one of you right now.
Well, yeah.
Well, the only question is, do I leave you alive? Because I might die.
You're gonna.
Or do I leave you alive because you're playing Burn? Or do I leave you alive when you could steal my stuff? Listeners, I'm in a quandary.
I mean,
Hey, Mr. Tallyman, something.
Tally me banana. Will I come and we won't go.
Dude, we should all watch Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
I don't have Beetlejuice.
Who does? All
right.
Lex has Beetlejuice. Right.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to attack Mike.
Go for it, dude.
In the air.
Okay, I'd die.
I never actually
drew a constant mist.
I had the mana to kill you anyway, but that damage definitely helped. You made my life so much easier.
I'm here to help, man.
I'll play a Fist of Suns. Which, if I had drawn it, I could have done this a long time ago, but I had Progenitus mana anyway, so...
Just going to Progenitalia.
Half the cost. Awesome. Fist of Suns, by the way. It cost 3. It was a rare from 5th Dawn. You may pay a Wooburg rather than pay the mana cost for spells that you play.
Right. So now I play Progenitus for half the cost and still have, importantly, a white and a green open. Go Dirk.
What could they be?
Wait a minute.
What?
3 to play it.
Oh, 5. Never mind.
Yeah, 5.
I forgot Wooburg is actually CMC of 5. I'm like, shouldn't you have 3 mana open? No, you shouldn't. Because you can math. Unlike Dirk.
So? First time all day I can math.
Well, you know.
So can they bring me down? I wouldn't be terribly surprised.
Who's caretaker? Lore Broker.
I am confused.
Go.
Oh, Mike's dead. Yeah. I was like, your turn. Nothing.
Oh, man.
Jam?
Mama Jama.
A mountain.
Wow, you drew another mountain.
Turn too late.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh!
Thank you.
Let's do that.
You can't see what.
That first one was how I was going to kill you.
Okay.
But then. It wasn't necessary.
None for you.
I don't get a single chance.
Okay.
You get nothing! You lose. Good day, sir. Wait a minute.
What? I wouldn't be surprised if you could suddenly up and kill. No, wait, I saw your hand. I don't even know what's going on. No, you only showed me like three cards. Yeah, I don't even know what's going on.
No, you have no idea what's going on. Hang on, I'm mathing.
Do 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 do
do. Stop that! I actually can't think while you're doing that. So I can never be on Jeopardy. That and I would be busy cursing. I'd be worse than Sean Connery.
Should we have an answer yet? Screw you, Alex.
You shut that stupid music off.
F your couch. Okay. Okay. This really sucks. Darkness.
I'm at one too much life, aren't I? Maybe two.
You're at one too much life, or I'm at one too few mana.
That's what I thought. I figured you were pretty close to being able to get both of these guys.
No, I'm just not worried about Dirk.
Oh, okay.
Right now, Brian will kill me as soon as I say go.
Yeah,
that's what Progenitus is for.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out if I can kill Brian first.
Yeah, you have to kill Brian or we both lose.
I suppose we could make this a group effort, and I could be like, okay, everybody, here's what I got. I do have two Warp Worlds that I can't play, and one Bogart and Hellkite that I can't play.
Okay.
So it's these three cards. The Flame Tongue Kabu helps not at all.
No.
So it's these two cards.
Okay.
I have another Gore Tusk Fire Beast.
Okay.
Which takes all my mana.
Uh-huh.
Puts him at two.
Uh-huh.
And he'll block this and take one.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, I blocked the 2-2.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that.
Right.
So that puts him at 5.
Yeah.
Piss. Okay, so I swing with both of these. He takes one. I play a Murderous Red Cap. He takes. That's 3. Replay this. That's 4. He's at 2 too much life.
I don't see how you can win.
I can't, but... Dirk doesn't have a fighting chance because Dirk just dies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, piss.
Yep, you have a couple cards in your hand. And one black open.
Yeah, for that sliver over there.
Fire Beast, Brian.
I go to 2.
I did that wrong. Oh, no, it didn't matter. I'll bounce this Fire Beast just in case something stupid happens, like I have a red fog.
Yes, the red fog.
And small plays for free.
Goblin with a cigar.
Oh, I didn't bounce that, actually. No, and I bounced.
No, I was going to say, no, you don't. I block the Gore Tusk. I go to 1.
Yep.
Alright.
I untap.
And
I draw.
Kill us all.
Platinum Angel.
Very nice.
So
it doesn't I'm
holding that and I'm holding a Might of Alara, so
alright.
I attacked her. Can you Okay.
Well, I was thinking if you play the Platinum Angel.
Oh, you can steal it.
Man. Too. Gotten Mimnarr.
Save one of us.
And then well, I couldn't have done that anyway because Mimnarr would be summoned.
There's a land. There's a land.
So the Sting Scourger, was that next?
It was next, yeah.
Sliver Overlord and Eternal Domination.
Dominion.
Whatever.
Yeah, it is Dominion. But anyway, well,
this has been what, episode something?
This has been episode 122, and Brian is trying hard to throw us out of his house.
No. I'm trying to wrap up the recording.
Then so you can get throw us out of your house.
Yes, there you can throw us.
All right, any final thoughts, Mike?
Final thoughts. Still having mixed feelings about Lowstone Golem. That's pretty much it. My brain is kind of fried after other stuff that happened today.
Yeah. I was out way too late last night, so my brain has been fried since before I woke up. How about you, Zerkovsky? Zerk de Soleil? At the back door!
There's just, trying to figure out what...
I want to do in life. Uh-huh. I was telling Mike that I really hate teaching right now.
Oh, yeah.
There are days when it's, like, not bad, and there are days when I'm just ready to strangle people. It's too bad that they don't paddle kids anymore. So,
upside the head. Brass knucks.
In period. So, we'll see. Maybe when summer rolls around, or maybe May, somewhere in there. A company called LabCorp is in the area where I live, so...
I don't suppose any of your students listen to this, do they?
If they do, they hide it very well.
Word.
I think magic is a little too high above their level.
Oh, damn. Let's hope not.
The only ones that actually could be listening are my honors physics people, and they already know anyway, so... Because I actually feel comfortable speaking my mind with them.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, I guess, yeah.
They actually, in many cases, are smarter than I am, so...
Well, that doesn't take too much. My, my AP calculus teacher, Mr. Self, who was, in fact, a robot, actually told me a dirty joke in class one day.
Wow.
And I was like... Because it was funny, but I mean, what do you do? He's a freaking robot. He was the wrestling coach at North.
Oh, really? Probably,
yeah, he told AP... Calculus. Ain't that a something or other? Oh, well, how about you, B?
Carrie's still pregnant. I don't know if I'm ever going to top that. So.
Yeah, I do believe that wins. That is for the win.
No, I had a good time. Thanks to you guys for coming over. Next time, we'll go to Dirk's house. And yep. I don't mean to, like, you know, but he said that.
Yeah, he already invited us.
I already laid claim to the next gathering.
All right.
The gathering.
Yeah, we are the gathering. Gathering of the dorks.
The dorks have gathered.
So, thanks for listening, and...
Wait a minute.
And why do you always do that? I need a haircut.
Yes, you do.
I sent Kat an email and a Facebook message, and she has not gotten back to me yet.
She's been pretty busy.
I don't think she loves me.
She's been going in and out of town, visiting folks.
She actually has a life.
I wouldn't know how that is. I just work and play Fallout 3 and do podcast stuff. That's my entire life. Wow, that's my entire life. Occasionally, I poop. Occasionally.
Every once in a while.
I don't have time to
poop. But man,
when it's absolutely necessary.
When I do...
Epic.
I name it and beat it to death with a shovel. Okay. Lack of sleep is doing things to me.
It's time to end this
recording. It is time to end this recording. So, yes, this has been episode 1-something. 120... What did we come up with?
122, I think we agreed on.
We think. If not, then just fill that right number in with your head. Eldrazi preview starts soon?
Fairly soon.
March 29th.
Which, well, from this point is like... The next episode, isn't it? I think.
Well,
maybe.
Yeah.
They'll probably throw some more special stuff at us in the interim anyway, so we'll talk about it in some respect.
We're still on the quest for an exclusive preview card.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Oh, that'd be so sweet.
We've been mentioned twice on the mothership. I still think it's Goofy, but they call it that.
So, and on Star City Games.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, what was the guy's name? Peter...
Peter Johns?
James. Peter John. J-A-H-N. Yeah. Yes, he mentioned us with a quote, "I have worms, and it's awesome."
And, man, I read your column, and I enjoy it greatly, I just want to say. So, keep up your good work.
I actually don't read your column, but I don't even read the mothership anymore, so I don't have time, because if I can't poop, I certainly can't read magic articles.
Oh, I just realized I forgot to do a listener shout-out back when we talked about the 5K in Richmond, because JR was there, and JR has been listening to the show for a while, so hey, JR, how you doing?
I feel left out because I didn't get to meet JR. JR, I hope that you not getting mentioned did not drive you away, and you're actually listening to this, and if you're not listening to this, then I'm just talking to myself. So I'm the intelligent one. What is it? You're talking to yourself?
You're the smartest one in the conversation.
I am the smartest one in this conversation, because I'm talking to myself. Okay, then, yes. So thank you all very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the... What do we call this? Multiplayer Mayhem Live 2?
Yeah.
No, I think at this point it's like 3 or 4.
No, right. Live.
This is the second live.
Oh, live, yes.
Live, yes.
Okay. Well, there you go, then. So thank you all very much for listening, and... what's my sign-off? Go play some magic.